Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The Broadway musical Bandstand, currently running at the Jacobs Theater in New York City, brings the swing-fueled, against-all-odds story of singer-songwriter Donny Novitzky and his band of mismatched fellow war veterans brilliantly to the stage. Starring Laura Osnes and Corey Cott and directed and choreographed by Andy Blankenbuehler, who won a Tony Award this month for his incredible choreography, Bandstand features music and lyrics by Richard Oberacher and book and lyrics by the Capital Region's own Robert Taylor. The original Broadway cast recording is available from Broadway Records today.
Donny Novitzky, accordion genius, plays weddings at 7 years old. Then the piano, like fish take to water, by nine it's Fats Waller down cold. Tunes of my own start to work themselves out, I'm a 12-year-old Irving Berlin. All of that promise and none of the payoff, I'm still playing weddings, I take on my day off from bumming around, drinking gin. They say cream rises, but what if nobody tasted? If that cream rises, then spoils, it's gonna be wasted.
I sat down with the show's intensely talented leading man Corey Cott in New York a couple of months ago, right after the show opened and while they were recording the album. Cott's previous Broadway roles include Jack in Disney's Newsies and Gaston in the 2015 revival of Gigi. I began by asking him what his Bandstand experience has meant to him so far.
Oh, it's been a dream come true. I've always wanted to originate a role on Broadway ever since I was, 12, 13. Listened to cast albums all the time and always imagined that I'd be on Broadway creating my own role that no one else has done. And I'm doing that every day right now, and it's truly a dream come true.
What were some of your favorite shows growing up?
I just had a massive collection of cast albums. I loved everything from, commercial stuff like Rent and Wicked, and Wicked was my first Broadway show I ever saw. But then I also loved, one of my favorites was Big River. I love that cast album. I love that music. Tommy to Jesus Christ Superstar. I loved collecting all the different versions of Jesus Christ Superstar, because there's endless versions. It's like such a concept piece. So I don't even know how many cast albums I have, probably over 100 or something. But yeah, and I get to be on one, which is so cool.
As we're speaking, you've been recording it the last few days, this week.
I just came from recording it, yes.
Is this the first time you've ever been in a studio singing and recording?
No, I've done it a few. I did a cast album for the revival of Gigi, I've done a few other recording stuff for friends and things like that. But yeah, this is the first truly original cast album I've ever been on, where no one else has sang this stuff before.
When you spend so much time learning how to do it with dancing and on stage, is it strange to step into a booth and record it?
Yeah, it is, because especially when you're making a cast album, there's a slight shift in the dramatic tension and the dramatic tone that is being delivered on stage. For example, sometimes dialogue has to set up certain scenes or certain songs that don't make sense if you're not watching it visually, so you have to figure out a way to finagle that a little bit and make it make sense in an album form that is a 75-minute, much cut-down version of a 2.5-hour show. So that's tricky. And then also, yeah, you have to really, no one's watching you sing these things, so you have to make sure your voice is incredibly connected to where the show, what point you are in the story of the show, and what lyrics you can bite into a little more, what vowels you can really open up on in order to, encompass the full dramatic nature of what's the conflict of what's going on, all those various things. Yeah, it takes some nuance, and it takes a lot of thought, but that's why we have an amazing music team that just tells us what to do, and we do.
In the play, your character and the team of veterans that he assembles to be the band play the instruments live on stage,
yes,
with the orchestra also playing. Do you do that for the cast recording too? Do you play on the cast recording?
We do. We do play on the cast album. Yeah, we had a session before we opened, actually, where the entire Donny Nova band, that's the name of the band in the show, came together in the studio, and we laid down our tracks before we went in to sing. So we're all playing.
After such a victory, you'll forgive me. Bragging up it out loud. The boys are back, and ain't we proud?
Yeah. Have you ever been in a band before?
Never. It's my first time ever being in a band. Yeah, and it's probably my only time I'll ever be in a band, and it's awesome.
Has the chemistry of being in the band, playing the instruments together, is it different? Does it add something to performing with the ensemble when the instruments weren't there, haven't been a part of the performance?
Like there's a way that, you know, as actors, we listen, obviously, on stage. We're listening. We have to listen to each other all the time to stay present. And then in a band, you must listen to your bandmates and your other musicians in order to make sure you're in the pocket and you're in tune and all those things. So there's a different kind of listening that's required, but I think complements the dramatic the acting as well. And, you know, in the band alone, there are guys who are actors first, musicians second, me. And then there are guys who are musicians first, actors second. And we've all had to collaborate together and come to this middle ground of what is these two different art forms and how can we mesh them together and tell this story almost like in a unanimous way, a way that we all agree on that's not disjointed or anything.
So. How well did you play the piano before this play?
Oh, not very well. And not well. I really didn't play much, to be honest. I kind of just hunkered down in my cave in my living room with my keyboard and just played for many, many months and many, many hours. Because I just wanted to be in the band. I didn't feel like I could play Donnie with as much integrity and as much truth as if I didn't know how to play, you know?
Do you read music?
Yes. Yeah, I've always read music since I'm a singer, and right. I've read music. I took some lessons as a kid, and that made me learn how to read music. And I sang all throughout high school and middle school. I was in choir and all that kind of stuff. So, but this has greatly improved my reading skills as well.
Your character is from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. The play takes place mostly in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Cleveland.
Yeah. From Cleveland. Yeah. Do you think that helps connect the character?
Totally. Absolutely. The Midwest has this incredibly, I think it's apparent in a lot of places in America, but the blue collar kind of rust belt nature of just surviving, you know, it's an American nature too, I think, but the good old American homeboy making it big, you know, that was what I dreamed about coming from Cleveland growing up. I was like, I want to be on Broadway someday. Who am I, though? I don't have any connections. I'm just some kid who just has a dream. And my parents were very supportive in that, always, always supportive. But I think Donnie's the same. I think Donnie's a little worse off than I was. I had a very supportive family and a great, well, you know, nice upbringing and everything. But Donnie's pretty much down in his luck. He's from a much poorer upbringing, broken family, broken house, and has to go to war because that's what everyone was doing. So in a way, we had different, much different upbringings, but I do think we share the idea of making our hometown proud and wanting to be represent our home, and that is something that is so American in a lot of ways. But how seeing the underdog from a local, I keep thinking about like the story of like Carrie Underwood, how she had never even flown on a plane when she went to her audition for American Idol, you know, things like that. Like that is those kind of stories people eat up. So, yeah, there is a connection there with the both of us. Cleveland used to be called the Mistake by the Lake. It was like this place where nothing good came from it. And it was, back in the day, it's interesting because it's where a lot of shows began. A lot of shows out of town, out of shows, and shows toured through. And it has a massive, massive theater district now. But then it went through this in the late 20th century, towards the end of the 20th century, it went through this different phase where it was like the armpit of America, you know? And it's grown out of that since then. But that idea too of, you know, coming out of being the underdog, coming out of a place that no one cares about, no one recognizes, no one thinks about Cleveland like New York City, is something that can fuel a certain character, can fuel a certain person to make it to the top. You know, it's like coming from the rags to riches kind of thing. So I get that. Just Cleveland in general. Yeah, I know Cleveland like the back of my hand. It's like, it's where I grew up. It's where all this, I mean, it's where why I love the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Cleveland Indians, and I have pride for where I'm from. But I think someone could come in from somewhere else and play Donnie just as well. But I think there is like an inherent pride I have for Cleveland that is really, really fun to share on stage.
What kind of research did you have to do? What did you have to learn? How did you approach playing a war veteran?
That's a great question. Besides playing piano all the time, I just drowned myself in war images and memoirs. I read three different memoirs, two of which are Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks based The Pacific on, HBO's The Pacific. One book was called Helmet for My Pillow by Robert Leckie, and another one was by a guy named E.B. Sledge. I forget what the name of the book is. Those two are two of the most vivid and graphic, honest representations of what fighting in the Pacific was. Donnie Novitzi, my character, fought in the Solomon Islands through the train. He was actually based in an actual division, the 37th Division, the Buckeye Division. It's a division based out of, it's no longer in existence, but it was based out of Ohio. And so I just wrapped my mind around every day for months and months about the images of war, what it was like to fight in the Pacific, the conditions, the diseases they got, the day-to-day life of an infantryman, ranks, everything from the details of what K-rations would be to what military strategy was, you know, all those things. I just feel like I had to establish a complete understanding of what his past was in order to tell the truth about what it's like to come back to America with all that in his head and in his heart, you know. We sat down for 2 hours with actual veterans today and had a roundtable discussion, just asking them questions, anything about their time in service, what it's like to be back in America now. Have they struggled with PTSD? What do they do to deal with it? Are they dealing with it now? You know, all those kind of things. And actually talking to real actual vets, no World War II vets, mostly, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan, and that was the most dramaturgically successful thing for the entire cast, was listening to their stories, seeing them be vulnerable, seeing them say like, nope, this is, you're not doing this right in the show. Yeah, you are doing this right. That's been really encouraging. And I do feel like we're making them proud, which to me is the biggest compliment I could get.
Welcome home, my boys. Welcome home, my sons. Welcome home, my husband. Welcome home, my love. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Andy Blakenbuehler is your director and choreographer.
Yes.
Have you done a show before where that role was filled by the same person?
No. I have never done that before, and it would not work with everybody. Andy is very directorial in the way that he choreographs. His vision is very, very massive and very intricate at the same time. So I think it allows him to be both. I would even argue that even the shows that he hasn't directed and choreographed, I would say that a lot of that staging is from him. He just has the way that he sees a stage and utilizes an ensemble is extremely unique and in a different realm than I think most people of his caliber see the stage and work with a company. It's been an amazing experience for me to watch.
Kick it up, Davey.
Oh, thank God.
From the bridge, why be all alone? You got it?
Why be all alone when music comes?
Now we're cooking.
I have nothing more or less to prove.
She's terrific, folks.
But unless we want a party full of flowers on the walls, someone has to make the very first move.
Corey Cott stars as Donnie Novitzi in Bandstand, which is currently running on Broadway at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. The original Broadway cast recording is available from Broadway Records today. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.
Soon you'll be dancing through rehearsed steps, first steps, first body, da-da, first steps, first steps, first.